got to work. People, if you can begin to see in your mind, from the very beginning, Job 1 or Genesis 1, however you want to look at it, Job being the first book written, all the way through, you have two different things going on. You have one, the God who demands that you work. Secondly, you've got the God who demands or requests that you just trust Him. Either way, you can come to Him whichever way you want to come. If you want to come to God by your work, that's the law. That's why the law was given. You don't want to just trust me, you want to do for me, fine, I'll give you the law. The law was never intended by God to function. The law was never intended by God to work. Never. A lot of people say, well, it was used to prevent sin. People, it didn't prevent sin, it increased sin. It increased it. So it was never meant by God. But you have your choice, which it's the same God, but you get the choice of which way you want to deal with Him. You want to deal with God by works and law, or works and doing for Him, and if you'll do so many good things and learn so much and do all that, then you work this way. Or you can come to God and just say, I trust you. And Satan, all the way through Scripture, has presented the God who works. And this is the one that came with the, when the law was given, lightning and the earth shook and all these things, and the people said, we'll do it! The great offering of God never does come with all of that. Abrahamic covenant. It's just silently, quietly, gently, softly there. But if you want to work, here's the drums, here's the Hollywood movie. Here are the Ten Commandments, plus a thousand more, if that's the way you want to come at it. Or, you can come over this way and just trust me. I want to show you some things about Solomon and the dividing of the kingdom. Why we are where we are at the time of Christ. Look at 1 Kings. That's all the way back in the Old Testament. We haven't done too much work in 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 5. 1 Kings chapter 5. Joshua, Judges, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and then Ruth, and Samuel, 1st, 2nd Samuel, and 1st and 2nd Kings, and look at chapter 5. If you can see this. For the eye that will see. Okay, 1st Kings, chapter 5. Okay, 1 Kings 5, let's look at verse 1. Now, Hiram, king of Tyre. Okay, those of you who know Scripture, Tyre. In Ezekiel, in dealing with the description of Satan, he is described and related as the king of Tyre. So there's something going all the way through here that this is not a good thing when we're right here with the king of Tyre. The king of Tyre sent servants to Solomon. When he heard that they had anointed him a king in place of his father, for Hiram had always been a friend of David. Then Solomon sent word to Hiram saying, you know that David, my father, was unable to build a house for the name of the Lord his God. Unable. Okay. Unable to build a house.